help us to commence this evening with hymn 892. Art thou by sin a captive led? Is sin thy daily grief? The man who break the serpent's head can bring thee sweet relief. 892.
Let us read together, firstly, a few verses in Jeremiah's prophecy, chapter 29, the 29th chapter of Jeremiah. We commence our reading there at verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10. We turn to John's Gospel, chapter 10. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and perform my good word towards you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into this place. I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. We turn to a few verses in John's Gospel, chapter 10. John, chapter 10. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. We leave the reading of God's word there. Amen. Eternal, most holy, living God, we need thy mercy. We need thee, Lord, to grant to us that power to ever begin to call upon thy name. We need thee, Lord, to grant us the power, the strength and blessedness of the Holy Spirit to indict our petitions. O Lord, do help us now, we pray. We do need that spirit of confession unto repentance. Lord, we cannot come rightly before thee without that repentance. Grant it, we beseech thee. O Lord, we seek low at thy feet, that thou wilt remember us, although we are unworthy. And we pray, Lord, that we may find at thy feet grace to help in time of need. Thy mercy abounding, Lord, that thou grant the unction and savour thy name. Lord, may it please thee to grant a little of that oil that anointed the head to flow down. We need it, Lord, from our great high priest. Lord, to those that need thee, Lord, for thy mercy and thy help, we pray that thou'lt grant to us some sweet access. Lord, leave us not without some gracious access unto thee through the merits of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we seek thy mercy and pray that with us thou wilt be. Oh, how we pray, Lord, that thou wilt come and open the book and open our hearts too. Lord, do come, we pray thee, the doors being shut, that we need thy presence. Come, O Lord, and remember the poor and the needy that have come up to thy house. And Lord, be with those that feel perhaps to be at the ends of the earth. And yet, Lord, thou canst gather up thy people and bless them indeed. Lord, we see, pray, heart to praise thee for thy many mercies in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. In everything give thanks, that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But Lord, we do pray for that gracious help to be given to us to both pray and to bless thee. Lord, to grant thy spirit, and may there be a sweet flowing together. We desire, Lord, also to seek thy mercy upon those unable to be with us. We pray that thou remember the aged and the afflicted. Lord, we bring them unto thee. Pray that thou grant that blessing of God. And O Lord, we pray for that liberty to be granted unto them to give evidence that they have been with Jesus. We pray for our friend in the hospital. Lord, we have sought to bear him up, and we have thought of that prayer for us both. May feel it too, Lord. Help me. We pray, Lord, for others in the path of affliction and tribulation. Lord, remember thy servant with us. We thank thee, Lord, for thy watchful care over him and his dear one. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless the word sown with that rain from heaven and the blessing of God for the Son of Righteousness. May there be evidences, Lord, of that fruitfulness. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt be with our friend in every responsibility, and be mindful of him and the cause at the Dicker. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless this house of prayer. Remember the Church of Christ. Remember, Lord, those that may be exercised. Lord, may there be a time of sweet liberty and blessing. Could it please thee? We believe there are some that earnestly seek thee. O Lord, do crown and bring forth the headstone with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Lord, remember seekers. But remember the heavy laden. Those, Lord, that may need a word this evening. Those, Lord, that may need thee to grant them a token for good. Hear the prayer and the vestry. And, Lord, remember us as we see, oh, that thou come and answer those petitions known unto thee. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt come and bless the churches. Lord, to grant real repentance and godly sorrow. Lord, leave us not, we pray, but bless us with thy spirit. That may there be those, Lord, that shall know what Israel ought to do. Lord, we need thy feet. We need thy mercy. We need thy spirit. We need thee, Lord, to grant us true, real repentance, low at Jesus' feet. Lord, remember us in every concern, how many they are. But Lord, remember us in burdens, and remember us as we seek to spread each matter before thee. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember the little ones and children, and bless the Sabbath school, those at labour, and we pray thy sweet blessing that may attend the teaching but more especially the preaching of thy word. But now, Lord, we pray that thou look down upon our nation at such a time as this. Again we seek unto our God that thou to arise for our deliverance and turn back, Lord, the great onslaught upon thy word and truth. And Lord, do we not live in solemn times, that we need deliverance right in the midst of our land, from the throne downwards. We need thee, Lord, to turn again unto this land and restore unto us the years of locust hath eaten. And Lord, do appear. Remember us, Lord, as we desire together to see that thou wilt overturn the design upon the God-given ordinance of marriage. Lord, what a solemn matter it is. And we pray that in wrath thou wilt remember mercy. And Lord, remember the nations of the earth. Lord, grant thy kingdom may come. We need it in our own land. We need it in our own hearts. And oh Lord, we do seek that liberty and help. Lord, do grant thy presence. Where thy spirit is, there is liberty. We need the blessed spirit of truth. Oh, come down. Stay not at a distance this evening. Leave us not, Lord, to the letter, never right, never good. But Lord, we want thy sweet spirit to open our hearts and to grant thy word graciously. And Lord, do come, we pray thee, and be with those that need thee, with one that said, I need thee every hour. Every hour I need thee. Lord, we pray that thou be pleased, but Lord, to forgive our many, many sins. Oh, may it please thee, Lord, to remember not against us our transgression. Lord, and do come, we pray, and flow over our hearts and all the sins that are there. And grant us, Lord, the blood of Jesus and the sweet truth of it to cleanse away all sin. And to grant to us a sweet interest in thy righteousness. And clothe us with all. Lord, do come. Remember us. Leave us not. Grant us, Lord, that help of God. And grant thy spirit to help. We desire to fall humbly before thee. What a solemn, sacred and holy place. Oh, may we know thy help and thy forgiveness too. But oh Lord, what a separation there is between the precious and the vile, that which is of God and that which is of flesh. Oh Lord, leave us not, and come, blessed Spirit of truth, and direct us. We are fools. We pray for any, Lord, that may be unable to come and longingly be here. We ask that thou remember us and receive us graciously. We plead that worthy name. In the name of Jesus, we ask all for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 924. Great rock for weary sinners made, when storms of sin distress the soul, Here let me rest my weary head when lightnings blaze and thunders roll. 924.
Much dependence upon the help of God. I direct you this evening to the Gospel according to John chapter 10. Read again from verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. My thoughts were suddenly directed to this word. We seem to be tempted that we may have spoken of it at another time, but we must venture these words of the Lord Jesus. Never man spake like this man. How discriminating his words, how faithful, how he speaks in the word of his grace here, of that right entering into the sheepfold. Only by the shepherd of the sheep, and to him the portal openeth, which we believe to be the Holy Spirit of God. It is very necessary to speak of that blessed work of the Spirit regarding the access into the sheepfold, for we read, he that climbeth up some other way, not that living way, but some other way. The same is a thief and a robber. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So the Lord is the door for the sheep. And the sheep hear his voice. Unspeakable mercy, friends, if we know something of the shepherd's voice. We know that in some little humble way, you know, that's a blessed truth, that it is in Jesus, that he is the door of the sheep. And a stranger, we read, will they, that is the sheep, not follow, but will flee from him. They know not the voice of strangers. The Lord speaks many things in this part of God's word. He speaks of those that are his sheep. And really that is where we want to begin this evening. We want to find these sheep, these lambs. Oh, how necessary it is, friends. What a general matter is it? It is a matter which belongs unto the grace of God. Or are we amongst those that are called by grace and brought into the sheepfold? And there may we know him. Oh, there are so many precious things that are spoken of him. I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out. Not in and out of the world or the spirit of it, but in and out and find pasture. And that is according to the preaching of God's word, where faith is blessedly given to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. But in his precious word, that in the truth of it, that moreover we read solemnly that I am the good shepherd, that the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, but he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd. Well, that seems to be a shepherd, but he's an harlot whose own the sheep are not. Again, we have very particularly the sheep and to whom they do not belong, the harlot, whose own the sheep are not, who seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. You know, there's some things that have really rested upon my mind this evening, and I feel to need the Lord's gracious help. We want to find and speak of these sheep here. A few things which the Lord speaks concerning them. It's in our text. About the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill and to destroy. I am come that they, what is his sheep, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And the matter which belongs to us this evening, friends, is how exceedingly great is this one who is the shepherd of the sheep. How wondrous that grace that we have, perhaps, the thoughts of thee. I am come that they might have life, the word of life, the water of life. He reads also of Christ who is our life. And I want to look for a moment at those thoughts that we've read of. And friends, there's a sweetness in those thoughts. I am come. They might have life. As we have read, it seems to abide in my mind. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Now these are thoughts of life eternal to his sheep and his lamb. And really it is that truth in the blessed decrees of our God. Ere time began, for I am come that they might have life. In those great decrees, before sin entered into the world, man was born without strength. As the hymn writer said, Jehovah lived alone. Because there's a sweetness in doctrine. Let us look. That's it in this consideration. These eternal thoughts of God to his poor, afflicted, tried and tempted people. Those thoughts which belong to the Lord himself in sweet covenant. Betwixt the sacred three, Father, Son and Holy Ghost, these are the thoughts that belong unto our text. I am come that they might have life. According to the truth as it is in Jesus. Let me direct you to these words in Jeremiah that we might dwell for a moment upon thee. But friends, where would we be without these thoughts? In the eternal mind. Friends, there would be no covenant of grace, no fullness. There would be no salvation. But it is beautifully set forth in these thoughts that God has to his people before ever they were born or sin entered into the world. God has had a people from everlasting. But yet, they are not deities. We read in the singing the hymn, the Saviour that lived a lie. But then in the wondrous truth of God, we see a little of the truth of these thoughts in those vital, blessed decrees of God that God should dwell with man. That he should have a people loved with an everlasting love upon which his eternal thought has been fixed upon. Some may say, well, we just can't get very high with you this evening. Just do not seem to be able to look that far. Well, let me try and direct you as the Lord may help me. Friends, what else will do for poor sinners so lost and ruined in the fall? What other than those thoughts of God upon a people lost and ruined in the fall? Sweet hymns about it, aren't they? He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me, notwithstanding all. But then, to speak a word in season, what do we read of concerning these thoughts which belong to our text? Well, it's to seekers, isn't it? As we have read in the sweet word of God, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me. Or are there those that would seek to call upon him in a day when he may be found? A wonderful thing if ever we have truly called upon the name of the Lord. And it's not just a matter of vain prayer, is it? It's that importunity of God's Spirit. But then, let these thoughts be of the truth of God, the blessedness of him concerning poor seeking sinners. Then shall he call upon me, and shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Oh, wonderful thing if we know just a little of it, friends. And surely we shall begin to wonder at those thoughts of God upon such as are so unworthy and cannot think one thought aright, unless thy Spirit guide. You know, I believe that there is in my heart that desire, especially when we come perhaps here as well as our own little flock, for those that are seekers. Oh, that God may bless them indeed, and may we all be seekers. But you know, do they not lay in the hearts of those that are shepherds, under shepherds? And do we not know the temptations and the many things that Satan sets before them to stumble them, to turn them back? The whole world, friends, thinks that the world is for their pleasure, do they not? Wonderful thing if God has graciously touched our heart and now we need something more. We cannot indeed go with those that go the way of the world. And these thoughts that are fixed upon God's people, they are those thoughts for good, aren't they? They that seek me shall find me. But oh, I believe we see and feel a little sweetness in it. Friends, it's not because of our good prayers, is it? And good seeking. It's all together according to his sweet mercy and his thoughts that are his decrees, his sweet promises they shall surely find me. Those that may feel so empty and so poor at the throne of grace, and bring their woes away and have to fall down in spirits and say, can ever God dwell here? Remember our late dear friend Deacon Mr. Curley, he used to say to me, oh my poor prayers. And they were savoury prayers. I could go with it. Man that knew the plague of his own heart. But that's not all he knew. We know the sweet Saviour of sinners. Oh, friends, we need grace in our hearts, don't we? To be amongst those that continue. But continue thou, low at the throne of grace. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you. I think towards you. These thoughts, there's something ever so sweet in it. Oh, it is clear that the enemy has his designs, doesn't he? But these thoughts are eternal. None shall perish while Jesus can save them. Oh, we need sweet encouragement, don't we, to pray and to continue in prayer. Well, those sweet thoughts have been upon my mind concerning our text. In this respect, I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Really, it's the true gospel, isn't it? That they might have it more abundantly. Now, the matter surely is this, that it is that blessed truth in God that the Lord makes known by his sweet grace. These lambs and sheep can never ask too much. Moreover, friends, the matter is this, that here in the a few words of the Lord Jesus there's everything. And the gospel declares it with no uncertain sound. I am come. Oh, in those few words we might dwell for a moment upon his coming and the blessedness of it. Oh, the wondrous grace of it, that he should come and that he should be a man in that nature to die, and yet as God surely to grant that life eternal through the merits of his own dear beloved Son. Again, I want to seek the Lord's help to speak from this word in the spirit of the gospel. This is how he came, why he came. According to those eternal blessed thoughts, he should come where his people are lost and ruined, guilty, ruined in the fall. I am come. Now we want to be ever so clear about it. Not as a fellow. Not as just a good person, not just one who is a Jesus in name, but friends, it's the anointing of the Father. I am come, commissioned, set apart, we might say set up in that glorious covenant. I am come, it's obedience, isn't it, unto his Father. But oh, the matter of it is this, he came to this lower earth. It's his condescension, isn't it, to leave the realms of bliss. Sweet union with his Father in that heavenly council above. Wondrous truth that God should dwell with man. Or may we have a sweet interest in it. Friends, if we know anything of it, it will humble us. It will bring us, sooner or later, to say, why me? Why me? Why such a wretch as me? Words can be very cheap, can't they? It's feeling it. What a high calling. For I am come. Oh, I believe the matter of following the meek and lowly Lamb, it is a holy calling. It is that calling unto him and that bringing out of the world and from the ends of the law. I want to come a little further. For I am come. That they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. And then we have little to do with those that put the name of Jesus to an empty profession. But we need grace in our hearts, friends, to think upon the way that God does call his dear people and teach them by his Spirit, perhaps over a lifetime. We need to be ever so careful. But I am come that they might have life. And this is eternal life. And another aspect of it is that life that is made known in a poor sinner's heart. The very principle of it. You know, it cleaves unto that which is good. It flees from strangers. It seeks the Lord and is brought to know his word and the solemn truth of it. I want to speak for a moment of the law, because that is really what is in our text. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. The law of God is a law that condemns. But the matter of the condemnation of it is that it's a good law, but it cannot save. But there is no life to give in it, but life to slay, we might say, the least transgression of that law. And God's people, taught by his Spirit, a law work may be greater or it may be lesser, but the end of it is this, that we shall feel altogether undone. Lost and ruined. And sooner or later we shall feel in our hearts that condemnation for sin. And perhaps some of us feel it as we look back and dwell upon our unregeneracy and feel, oh, the greatness of our sin, the terrible nature of it. That I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. Sweet truth, isn't it? But it's only in the gospel. It doesn't mean, does it, that we shall do our best and that the Lord will do most of it. Or that there are those works that can be done to satisfy the law. And also, I believe, we do not want to stay here, but I believe it means more than this, that we can have Jesus and go in every false way. Oh, but how we need the Lord to deliver us. I feel to need it inwardly. Oh, the corruptions of our heart, the terrible nature of a deceitful heart, so that we no stones to throw. There'll be a principle. And there'll be that life which God imparts to ever begin to fear his name and to call upon him and to seek his face. It is the principle of life. The matter of it is of eternal nature. But the Lord is the author of it. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. Now really, if I may say, I believe it means, in the truth of the gospel, when the Lord is pleased to convince us of our sin and then direct us unto the Lord. Now, there is the bread of life, isn't it? Of life. Man shall not, and he cannot, live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. And the spiritual man, friends, he needs the bread from heaven. He needs that manna that is strewed around that tent so bountifully. Oh, for the gathering up, rather as we think of dear Ruth in the field belonging to Boaz. So the Lord's people, they live upon the manna, and it's the bread of life, the word of life. There's truth as it is in Jesus. And there's that gleaning and that seeking. Oh, and how sometimes the Lord is pleased to grant just a word. Oh, and perhaps there are those, I know not, may have thought this evening, well, I don't know whether I'll get anything this evening. But yet the Lord might give a crumb from the Master's table. I am come that they might have life. All sovereign, isn't it? Oh, and friends, how it exceeds all things else, doesn't it? I am come that they might have life. Oh, and you know, our hearts are deceitful above all things. We want something more than imagination. Something that we put to our account. It's the word he speaks, isn't it? My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Now I believe that there is a particular savour that God is pleased to grant in his word. And it's savour of life, which is Christ, unto life, that he's the author of, savour of it. Oh, the matter of it is this: the Lord feeds the poor. I was thinking of that word in the gospel. I will abundantly bless her provision. That's in our text, isn't it? They might have it more abundantly, this life, the sweet truth of it. I will abundantly bless her provision and feed her poor with bread, was so when he was upon the earth, wasn't it? And he most blessedly on those two occasions blessed the bread and the fishes. But there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they? Amongst so many friends, it's in his hand, isn't it? Well, it's the good hand of God to feed the poor, isn't it? Those crumbs of mercy, that dear woman knew something of it, didn't she? Truth, Lord, she said, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Oh, has the Lord granted anything from the master's table? I mean God given. That will straighten you, friends. That will bring you and me to consider 2 things. To consider ourselves and to consider himself. I am come, that they might have life. Now I often try to speak at home, for I am convinced that the days are solemn. The many influences, many terrible things all around us, I speak of it, they're right up to the schools and the way of the world. Oh, how we mourn of it in our own hearts. It's the spirit of it, isn't it? Now, friends, God will grant us new appetites. We shall want the truth as it is in Jesus. But how shall we address the unconverted? Friends, it needs the Lord to convert them, doesn't it? And we seek to preach in love. Man's need. God fix it. Neither can we run upon them as if we have license so to do. Friends, it's preaching the word of life. God grant the application. That's what we sorely need, isn't it? Application. And the honest before God will say, well, that's just it. Lord, begin with me. But you know the matter is this. There is a power attending his word sometimes, isn't there? I think some of you indeed can look back and remember when the word was the same. You'd heard it before, read it before. But now it's life and power. The word from the Lord. Is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said there is. And the Lord's servants say there surely is. Oh, but friends, let us be ever so clear about it. Needs the Lord to break it, doesn't it? And to give it. And to bless it too. Then he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And that's what we need today, isn't it? The blessing of the Lord upon his word. The truth of it. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. And I believe the word really speaks of that boundless, glorious name and blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus. But I want to speak just for a moment of Christ, the water of life. I'm not a man at all to have all my sermons all laid out, but as we ventured through the day, things just seemed to come to my mind, and that is how we limp along. But what more needful than the water of life to the thirsty soul? Faints, by the way. Oh, that dear woman at the well knew something of it, didn't she? Although so ignorant and poor. And he must needs go through Samaria. He must needs go to that well. And it was the water of life that was blessed to her soul, wasn't it, that woman of Samaria? And she sweetly blessed in a very gracious way of the water of life. And friends, that's the forbearance of God, isn't it? That we need it. I am come that they might have life. And oh, the matter of it, it's the water of life, isn't it? A beautiful word in the sweet truth of the living gospel. Oh, in that part of God's word where we read of the water of life. And how we need grace in our hearts ever to speak about it. Pure river of water of life proceeding, living, flowing. It's His love, isn't it? Water of life. Oh, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. I was thinking of that word. I, Jesus, sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. And the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Oh, that's what we need, isn't it? Some of us, that bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. You know, I've spoken of dear, esteemed friend John Curley. He used to say to me, regarding that word, let him that is athirst come, whosoever will. Perhaps I've said it before, but he used to say to me, it doesn't say whosoever will not. And it's the Lord that gives the sweet power, isn't it? Whosoever will, he works the will, doesn't he? Oh, that's the truth of it, isn't it? In the gospel, more abundantly. He works the will where there is none. In our sin-forfeited lives, there's no will, is there? But free will, and that's awful. He works His sovereign will. Oh, it is that will that God gives to Moses, and perhaps it is a good word. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I am come that they might have life. Well, it's in the river, isn't it? The length, breadth, depth and height of it, no man knows. That they might have life. And they might have it more abundantly. Let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life free. Oh, there's need to speak very faithfully, friends. It's all of grace from first to last. And I stand upon it. I hope I ever will. There is no free will in it, or flesh, or anything. Regarding man, it's God that works the will. What a sovereign will it is, isn't it? They shall be mine in the day when I make up my jewels. Oh, and how perhaps many things have been said of the well of Bethlehem, the sweet truth of it. It's a water of life, isn't it? To sin-sick, thirsty souls. And tried to speak to the seekers. It's those that thirst. Oh, and it seems as if they do not seem to have the answers to their prayers. But what a thirsty, searching and seeking after God. I want to just come a little further. Oh, is he not beautifully set forth as that water of life in that respect to quench the fiery law? God's dear people, that end so gloriously and sweetly, bless them with that life as it is in Christ Jesus. Oh, it is that which is in him, isn't it? That God hath exalted. The word of God speaks of it in this way. Christ, the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. And that by God's grace. Then the matter is upon my mind just for a few moments this evening. But to speak of the word in the truth of the gospel. We read in Colossians just a few things. Now, the matter of it is this: Christ, who is our life. Oh, may it be so. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection or your minds, inmost mind, the affections on things above, not on things on the earth where you are dead and your life is hid with God in Christ. Well, friends, that's life abounding, isn't it? I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Christ in God. Oh, what sweet doctrine that is. Christ in God and God in Christ. Then the matter is very clearly set forth in the Colossians. When Christ with our life shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. And I believe the matter is this: this abundant life is in the Lord Jesus and him crucified. Gave his life a ransom. It's been said, it's true, isn't it? The life, I think the word declares it. The life is in the blood. It's that sweet atoning sacrifice that gives sanction to his claims. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, and how needful, I've thought of it today. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Oh, that need we trust, we feel, that the Lord might grant that springing up of that fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Oh, but the barrenness, the dreadful enmity of our heart, coldness and deadness. Some of us perhaps feel it so much. There's two words that come to mind in the word greatly wondering. Perhaps some of you greatly wonder if the Lord has ever begun with you. Or if he ever can. Or perhaps you've got something you need the Lord to manage for you that's absolutely too hard for you. I am come that they might have life, we might have it more abundantly. Oh, how our thoughts go to those that are prodigal. Indeed, I thought of the prodigal feeding upon the husks. It was an existence, wasn't it? But God feeds his people better than that, doesn't he? He had to return unto his father's house. Oh, and the dear man, he left the husks, didn't he? So will you have to, the husky part. You'll need the word the Lord can speak. And truly there was life in the Father's house, wasn't there? Bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. Shoes on his feet. Oh, and that ring, it speaks of sweet adoption, isn't it? You know, it's the abundant nature of forgiveness. I am come that they might have life. They might have it more abundantly. My thoughts just go to perhaps illustration of a royal reprieve. As in years gone by, when it needed the king's messenger to grant the sentence of life. Perhaps that's what you need this evening. We need the sentence of life. We feel the sentence of death. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, it's the springing up, isn't it, of that fountain. The sweet truth of it for sinners. Oh, we fail to come so far short. That I am come, that they might have life. You know, there's another application. Let's quickly come. But when the Lord's people are smitten, when their life is smitten down to the ground, as it were, that when they feel to be at the ends of the earth, when they feel that the Lord has forsaken them quite. Oh, and there are many trials, things which rise up. Oh, friends, the Church of Christ is ruled by him who is the very Prince of Life. Not without it's God, is it, the Church? May we live humbly. Now I want to bring that last thought before you. Oh, the Lord, friends, with one touch can raise up his people that feel to be among the dead ones. And their poor hopes seem to be forever cast down. Many prayers that seem to go unanswered. Many things that try your heart continually. Satan says, give up. Call no more on Jesus' name. But I am come. They might have life. They might have it more abundantly. Ezekiah said, Lord, by these things men live. Oh, the Lord sanctify every trial and every dispensation. Lord, grant the sweet spirit of life to those that are cast down. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? I am come that they might have life. They might have it more abundantly. This life is within the veil. Nowhere else is it. The Lord grants it in that sovereign, gracious way. Now we need it in the churches. That life of God, where everyone feels the plague of his own heart. And there is that desire and knowledge to be found at his dear feet. I am come. That they might have life. They might have it more abundantly. Let's leave a very few things. Lord, forgive anything amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Henry Mercer is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Sayers next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1088. Shepherd divine, our wants relieve in this our evil day. To all thy tempted followers give the power to trust and pray. 1088.
Thank you.
Lord, to remember all the afflicted, those bereaved. Do we pray again for those in hospital and in the homes. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion and teaching, the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.